Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Tricia Huffert. She's the director, New Beginnings, at the Center for New Beginnings here in Newark. Sunny skies the remainder of the day. High right around 27. Cloudy tonight. It's going to get cold again, low down to 3. And then for Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 22. Now, Tricia, don't hold back. You came in and I were talking about the big event, the Purse with a Purpose, and that is when?
August 8th at the Doubletree.
And you were gracious and humbly asked us, would we be involved again? I said, oh, I know I would be. And you said?
I don't know about Joel. He went to Hawaii on me last year, so I'm still holding a little bit of a grudge.
There might be some plans of moving forward now. That's all I can say.
He just took out his calendar, Tricia, went, August 8th, mark that baby off. But for folks who've never been to that, we're going to get into another great fundraiser you're doing. That is a blast.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a lot of fun. I know we're talking about something in August, but man, people need to get on this thing right away because you guys do a fantastic job with that. It's a lot of fun.
We have a lot of fun. And you know, we pretty much sold out last year. So we're filling up the Doubletree on a regular basis now, and you were there to be our guest MC last year. That was a lot of fun. And we just have a great crowd and a lot of predominantly women, but we have a few men that come with us, a few judges, a few elected officials, and they really like chip in and help raise the money as well. And we just have the greatest silent auction items and the most beautiful designer bags.
They are unbelievable. Now, there was one lady there kept giving me grief because I didn't know what these bags, I mean, that's why I wish you were there because you probably know. They're giving me some of these fancy names for these purses. I'm like, it's a what? And she knew a man. That young lady was on it.
Yeah.
She had a lot of fun.
You would be surprised.
Yeah, no doubt. And look, you always get me. There's always something in there. I'm doing this year. Last year, I bought the floating spa for my wife, and she went and did it for the first time last weekend. And she said that was unreal. I don't know
if
you've done that.
I have done it. It is amazing.
Yeah. She enjoyed it. Yeah. That gets salt water, and you just kind of...
Quiet, music, just, you know, in your own head, relaxation.
See, I would never do that.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to be in this head any more than I already am.
You need a lot of salt water to keep that thing afloat. I get that.
Right.
99% salt, 1% water.
All right. Before we get into all the great things that you folks are doing at the Woodlands and the Center for New Beginnings, you've got a really cool fundraiser that you're doing now to help support what you're doing. I just bought my two tickets. Talk a little bit about this.
Well, we kind of thought since the Buckeye Winterfest is over, we're ready to start thinking about getting warm. And warm in sunny 80-degree Cozumel, Mexico. So what we have here is we have a raffle event. We are raffling a 5-day stay for two at the Grand Park Royal Resort. Remember that name. Google it. Take a look at this place. It's absolutely beautiful. And the community bank has chipped in for a $500 airfare stipend. So it's just a wonderful opportunity to get out and get warm and, you know, have a great time in a lovely tropical area.
Now, I'm curious, Joel, if I were to win and I buy two tickets, do you think the wife would be upset if I said, hey, Riley and I are going to Cozumel?
Yes, I think there would be major pushback
in
the Doney household.
I don't think she'd be too happy about that.
You can set her up with another one of those spa treatments. It's not going to be the same.
Hey, I was telling Trisha she's going to Padre Island with her family for a women's getaway week thing. So I'm like, hey, Riley and I are going to Cozumel. Top that. How'd you come up with this? I mean, because I think it's a great idea. And how many tickets first are being sold? This is the good thing about this.
250 tickets are being sold. That's it. That's our limit. So it helps with the odds of the win. We had a donor donate the timeshare that they own to help us raise money for the Center for New Beginnings. And then, of course, the community bank chipped in. And we also have a couple of other things. There's more. Oasis 43025. They are also giving away a relaxing sauna session before or after you come back from the trip. And Spray Tan by Sunless Shades is offering a spray tan before you go.
So we've got
some other little incentives there to get people to sign up for $25. You're looking at a heck of a package.
No doubt about it. Now, that suntan, the spray thing, I don't need that. I'm Lebanese. I turn golden brown no matter. Now, the wife, she may need that, because hers, I don't know if she's just like everybody else. She sits out there a little too long. She'll start with a little bit of a red burn going on, but then she gets to a tan. So this is a great way to get ready to go.
Well, and see, there's your story. If you decide to take me, if you win, sweet, I just don't want you to get burned again. I'm looking out for your best health and best future.
There you go. See, now I got this figured out. We can do the show from now. Why don't you, if we win, we'll all go. You come down, we'll do the show from down there.
I might call her and say to her that there's some lovely large settees with shade, so she could sit under those.
There you go.
Sorry.
Wait a minute. We'll get your husband, because he's a pretty good cook, if I'm not mistaken, isn't he? Doesn't he cook?
He does cook some.
See, we need somebody to feed us while we're down there, Trisha.
Oh, but wait, let me tell you what. There's four restaurants.
Oh.
Four restaurants on site. There are three pools, each pool having a swim-up bar. So
I don't know what that is.
Well, you're in the pool and you swim up to a bar.
Oh, don't worry. I know what that thing is.
But this is an all-inclusive trip. All of your food, all of your drinks on site at the resort are covered completely in the trip.
Fantastic.
That's a heck of a deal.
So unless you want to go off site and see some sights and go try some local eats and things like that, you're covered with food and drink.
I've been down there before. We stopped there on a cruise a couple of times.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since we've been down there. Back then, it was a lot of fun. I can't imagine what they've done for this not now. How long are ticket sales?
We are done selling tickets on February 13th.
Oh,
we kind of thought we'd tie it together with Valentine's Day. So, February 13th will be your last day to buy a ticket. We are going to do the drawing via Facebook Live through the Woodland Serving Central Ohio. And that will be at 5:30, and we're doing the drawing at Oasis 43025 out in Hebron.
Very nice. Very nice. So, you said 250 tickets?
250 tickets.
Do you have to get to 250, or it doesn't matter if you don't sell?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
We're selling as many as we can. Mm-hmm. We hope to make 250, but if we don't, your odds are even better.
Odds get even better. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about what the money will be going toward, because, again, people hear the Woodlands, New Beginnings, all the same. So.
Well, the Center for New Beginnings, we're located downtown Newark. We have been in existence for about 30 years. We are a domestic violence shelter serving individuals who are experiencing an emergency situation with domestic violence and need shelter. But we also serve hundreds of other individuals who just need legal assistance, like protection orders and stalking orders. So we're serving about 600-700 people a year on average with the services that we provide.
Mm-hmm. I bet that number is pretty eye-opening to a lot of people. When they hear 600-700 people in our community dealing with domestic violence, that is, wow, that's a very eye-opening number.
It really is. And on average, we shelter about 100 women or men and 100 children every year. But we do about another 400 to 500 in civil protection orders and stalking orders, which is an amazing service, because if you don't need to be in shelter, you can stay in your home with the protection of the courts. That's a great opportunity for those individuals as well. So, we serve a lot more people than anybody would ever guess. Mm.
So your assistance with that, is that just for folks? Again, I don't know.
It's for
anything.
Everybody.
Yeah. So, I mean, but anybody can come in and say, hey, look, I need help.
Yes.
How do I? You kind of walk them through that process, correct? Because it can't be easy if you're coming down there.
Yep. We will walk anybody through the process. You know, there's no socioeconomic limits to domestic violence. It can happen to anybody. It can happen to men. It can happen to women. It can happen to people in same-sex relationships. So we are there to help anybody, and whatever they come to share with us and whatever they're asking of us, we will do our best to help them get to the next step to be safe, you know, in their life.
Do you help with mental health issues too? Do you get folks directed a direction where you can get them the help they need? Because you don't provide mental health services, correct?
Well, actually, we do.
Okay.
And we do that through our parent agency, which is the Woodland Serving Central Ohio. We have therapists there. And those therapists take turns coming down to New Beginnings, and they do trauma group work. They do healthy relationship groups, and they also do support groups. So every week, at least three times, there is a mental health therapist in our building there to support our clients. And then in turn, most of our clients go to the Woodlands for individual therapy or wherever they choose to go in the community. They don't have to use the Woodlands.
Are you seeing more men coming in? Because I know it's predominantly you're dealing with women, but you're starting to see more and more stories of, on a national level too, of men saying, hey, look, I can't, what do I do? Because they want an avenue to figure out how they can get out of this.
Sure. We do, and we have sheltered men. The number is very low for shelter. However, the majority of the men that we do see are the ones that are coming in for civil protection orders or the stalking orders. So we're still serving men. They just don't necessarily request the shelter service.
Mm-hmm. The stalking and all the, you know, I've just read a heartbreaking article yesterday about a mom who is trying to get her son was bullied online.
Yes.
And committed suicide. I don't know if you saw this article.
Yes.
It was a tough read. Are you seeing more of those things because of all of that can happen with the phone and the, you know, the stalking
gaming.
And that? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are you seeing this more and more?
Well, we are seeing some of it. And our victim advocate actually just went through an extensive training on electronics and gaming and all of those outlets and how domestic violence can become involved with those platforms. So we're prepared and we're trying to be knowledgeable always about the next thing that's happening or the next trend. So she just provided me this wonderful big packet of information to that, you know, we're going to share, and she's equipped to share with clients.
You've seen a lot more younger people coming through the doors, especially, the teens and stuff like that. I mean, do you take the teens on without, I mean, I know they need parental and all that kind of stuff, but are you seeing more?
We have, yes. And typically it's a parent bringing a teen
in.
And we can do what we call dating orders as well as the civil protection orders. So those are typically for individuals that are under the age of 18 and they're needing that kind of assistance because of a dating relationship that has become violent.
I know that the anytime there's a accusation of domestic violence, you have to take it seriously. But what's the follow through? Because sometimes somebody may be in a heated situation. I mean, are there thresholds where it actually is domestic violence? And then is there investigation? How do you determine whether, you know, again, I'm sure it's touchy, but whether it's a truthful accusation or not? It seems like that would be the place you would start.
Well, I'm going to start by telling you that the Ohio Revised Code defines domestic violence and legal involvement. So unfortunately, although they're working on it, we're still not recognizing through law that emotional violence is domestic violence. It's more the physical violence. So we're still, based on how the situation started, it could start with you come to us first and we go from there. It could start with law enforcement showed up. So when law enforcement shows up to a scene, they have to take charge of the scene and make some decisions about what to do next. And then often law enforcement will refer to a victim advocate, whether it's another agency or whether it's ours, predominantly ours. And we kind of pull everything apart and take a look at it. And what are the options here? Are there going to be charges? And we walk through the whole legal process with that client if they choose for us to. We will go to court with them. We will, you know, we'll keep them informed of all kinds of information that's happening with their case. So to answer your question, Joel, like everything is different. Every case is just a little bit different. But our staff is so equipped to know what to do. We're there to offer, and then it becomes up to the victim what they choose to do to move forward.
And then what has to happen for that emotional part to be written into the law?
Well, they're looking at legislature. You know, we have a wonderful organization in the state called Ohio Domestic Violence Network. And this is a group of advocates that are constantly, you know, encouraging new law, new legislation to protect victims of domestic violence. So my understanding is there's some talk at, you know, the Capitol level of hopefully being able to implement some of that emotional, environmental abuse into the law.
Yeah, because I think sometimes we forget that, you know, that emotional abuse can be as damaging.
It is.
I know that sounds, and I'm not at all making any light of, you know, physical violence, but that emotional damage, I'm sure you know better than I do.
Well, and I've been there, gosh, over 20 years now. So I will tell you that a victim more often than not has told me that the emotional violence is more damaging to them than the physical violence was. And that's all part of the cycle and you know, how domestic violence works.
Yeah. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7 Newark Heath. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Tricia Hufford, Executive Director of the Center for New Beginnings in Newark. Mostly sunny today, high right around 27, and then clear tonight, but cold right around 6 or 7 degrees, and then a mix of sun and clouds for your Thursday. All right, Tricia, we were laughing about, you know, I just filled out my tickets for this, and you said about 150 tickets already sold in that ballpark somewhere.
Somewhere.
And you're going to get up to 250. Those are, again, I just want to make sure, those are great chances. I mean, if you had a chance to win something like this,
yeah,
and there's not that many people, you can't beat it.
You can't.
No, not at all. And boy, again, who didn't want to be down there now, Joel? I mean, my,
right?
Yeah, as soon as you win, can I book the flight that minute?
You can.
Do you have to? Oh, that's. I'm glad you brought that up. Do you have to use it by a certain amount of time?
We are asking that you use it by the end of the year. There are blackout dates that do apply. And that's usually like Christmas, Thanksgiving, you know, some of those times.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, there's great times to go and there's really warm times to go to Mexico. So, you know, we can help you with all that information if you're not familiar.
But, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, again, anything will beat some of this weather we've had here. That's for sure. And you mentioned the Woodlands and New Beginnings. There's so many different aspects of this that you got to have, and you talked about, you know, you have mental health professionals. It's not just you. I mean, you've got a great staff over at New Beginnings as well that helps. And you work closely with the court system, correct?
We do.
Yeah. I mean, talk a little bit about that relationship, dealing with domestic court. I mean, I'm thinking of the judges who I know, Duke Frost and, you know, and Deborah Lang, but talk a little bit about that relationship.
We have a great relationship with the court system. In fact, one of our victim advocates has an office at the DR court, which they give us to utilize. We pay for our funding pays for the individual, but they share the office space because we're a little limited on our office space down at New Beginnings. The judges are just really amazing people, and we've had, you know, great, and the magistrates, we've had a great relationship with them. And so they were very supportive of, you know, helping us this year to continue to find some funding to keep that victim advocate down at the DR court.
What should people do if they suspect there might be something going on? Because, I mean, again, a lot of times this is behind closed doors.
Absolutely.
I mean, is there things they should be looking for, Tricia? I mean, just kind of clues?
Well, I say if you're the person that feels like something is going on in your home, in your relationship, you are welcome to call us anytime. And we have a 1-800 number. It's 686-2760. And you can call anonymously. You don't ever have to share your name, and you can call all hours of the day because we are staffed 24/7, and just talk to us, and we will help you with your questions, with your information, and maybe getting to the next step. But just because you call us, you are not obligated to do anything. We're just there to listen and help point you in the right direction. Now, if you're a friend or a family member, you can also call us and say, hey, I think my daughter's going through something, or my best friend, or my mother. Call us. We will help you and guide you through those processes as well.
Are there certain signs folks should look for to say, hey, you know, I think something's off here? I mean, you hear some different things, but it comes to mental health and, you know, and those kind of things. But are there some things that folks can look for?
Well, we call them red flags. And anybody can get online and Google red flags for an unhealthy relationship. But it's, you know, boy, there can be so many. But I think that when you as a person begin to question, do I feel okay with this? Is it okay that he doesn't spend the time with me that I want him to spend? Is it okay with me that he, you know, has hit me? Is it okay with me that he has told me that I'm worthless? Those are things that, you know, it's really complicated because domestic violence relationships don't start out that way. They start out with love. This is a person you care about. So when these red flags begin to happen, these incidents, it's really hard to determine, and it's very easy to be convinced as the victim that it's your fault, or you're taking it too seriously, or this is the way a relationship works. And, you know, we're here to tell you that's not, relationships aren't always perfect, but we're here to tell you that it's not okay for you to not feel good about yourself and feel safe.
Yeah.
So again, that's a lot of information. And when somebody calls us and says, let me tell you what's happening to me, we are there to say, okay, that sounds like a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
Or this is what it could lead to. So that's how we can be helpful.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you got to trust your internal self.
Yes.
You got to know what you're comfortable with and what you're not. And, you know, that passion, you know, you talk about love at the start of a relationship and then passion, and then it can turn to possession and those kind of things.
Yes.
And that's why I think you question it a lot of times is you have history, you have track record. Mm-hmm. You're like, I know this person loves me at their core, but things are changing now.
Well, and you know, sometimes with the youth, I think that youth, especially in my experience, when somebody is jealous of you and where you're at and who you're hanging out with and why aren't you spending time with me, that kind of feels a little good. Like, wow, they really must care about me. But really think about that.
Yeah.
Like, that is that controlling? You know, is it I can't hang out with my friends anymore? Is it I can't participate in band after school or a sports activity because that individual wants me with them all the time? That's unhealthy.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering, how do you decide who can stay at New Beginnings? What is the threshold? I mean, if you've got, you know, 40 people that are looking, you only have 20 room, whatever. I mean, how do you decide who gets to stay there? Is it just the severity of the case?
No, not necessarily. It is meeting our criteria. And basically our criteria is, quote unquote, you've experienced an emergency situation within the last 7 days, because we are funded as an emergency shelter. And what are your options? And like who owns the house? Who has the lease on the apartment? Are you going to be safe, you know, if you stay there? Can we help you with protection order instead of shelter? We just go through a whole set of criteria, and each staff person is trained to take those calls or those walk-ins and kind of determine, like, okay, this, I'm feeling like this is somebody that needs to be here.
We got a hell of a staff then.
We do.
I mean, it's amazing what you guys can get done. About 11 people, you said. I think that's pretty good. It's got to be a hard job, though, sometimes. You come in here, we're always having some fun, but it can't be an easy thing to deal with on a day-to-day basis. Is there any help for your staff who say, hey, you know what, I need to talk to somebody. I need some help.
Yeah, and I think the Woodlands has historically been amazing at their trauma-informed environment and trauma-informed care practices. So not only am I trained in that, but also executive director and all of our therapists. So we are there for each other if something needs to happen, if somebody is having their own personal crisis over something they've experienced. And trust and believe, we have all been there. We have all had an experience that was too close to home for us, or just so, you know, just so critical that my victim advocate walked in my office yesterday, and I certainly can't share details, but she had to come in and say, oh my gosh, this is what's going on with this particular individual. So we're there for each other, to support each other through the work we do.
Yeah, God bless you. I mean, we're just two schmucks that talk on the radio and have fun doing it and don't have to see some of the things that you see. Let's get back to some fun now. Okay, if folks want to get these tickets, again, let them know where they can get them at and how they can purchase them.
Sure. The best way for you to get a ticket is for you to call the Woodlands, 349-7066. Chris Christy is there and the front desk is there. They can take your card. They can take your check, whatever the need may be. People that know me personally, you know, you can reach out to me at the Center for New Beginnings, 349-8719. I will share my Venmo with you. Or you can come on down there and write a check to me, whatever. I will come to you. I mean, I am not proud.
She did today.
I am not proud.
She sent me a text. Hey, we're doing this. I'm like, come on in and right bring on. Some tickets. I'm good with that. And again, when is the cutoff date?
February 13th. We are selling tickets up until probably about 5 p.m. The drawing is live on the Woodlands Facebook page at 5:30 at Oasis 43025.
Yeah. So just get yourself a chance. Again, it's a beautiful stay down in Cozumel for two. Riley and I will be going if my wife wins. I'll be like, hey, she'll hear if she watches this. I'm telling you, I'm not going to tell her that I bought these tickets.
Okay.
For whatever, if she somehow wins.
In case somebody in the world of radio may not tell her.
But that is true, yeah. Good point. But I just want to see her face. My honey, turn on the Facebook here real quick on the Woodlands. Yeah. I want to see what's going on with them.
Yeah.
I'd laugh so hard if her name got pulled, Trisha.
That would be great.
Hilarious. Yep.
But again, the cutoff is the 13th.
Yes.
But if you make 250 tickets sold.
Absolutely.
That's the end.
That is the end.
So this is something that if you're interested in, you probably ought to move on it.
I would think so, especially now that we've been on air and we've talked more, you know, broadly about it.
Yeah. So. Oh, I got my two. I'm a happy camper. I'm like, let me get my tickets in here before. I'm going to talk him into, you watch, we'll get him to get
okay.
one too.
All right.
Trisha, if folks, though, no, serious, if folks need help, what's the best way to get it?
The best way is to stop by our shelter program, which is 60 North 1st Street, or to call us at on our crisis line, 1-800-686-2760, or our business line is 740-349-8719. There is always going to be somebody there to talk to you.
Well, as always, I appreciate you coming talking about the important work that you guys do and having some fun with this fundraiser. We'll be sure to get you in long before August to talk about Purse with a Purpose, because that is, I'm telling you, if you don't get involved in this one, get over to that Purse with a Purpose.
Well, I might shoot you another surprise before August.
Oh, okay.
To be determined.
Dave loves surprises.
I do. I'm good with this 100%. And I was just going to say, if nothing else, go to the Purse with a Purpose and just kind of try to bid it up a little bit, because you get a mimosa. I mean, what more?
You do.
What more could you ask for?
What I will tell you. Joel wasn't there last year, but he was the year before, and he was handing those babies out like candy. And we were like, wow, we're going to have to get some drivers for these people to go home.
Well, I knew who was funny. Ending that part of the morning, so you know,
keep them coming.
Goes. Right,
I do know this. That table that he was taking them to, they were still bidding. So, no problem.
It's all for a good cause.
It's all for a great.
Trisha,
cause.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you coming in.
I appreciate
all the hard work that you do. Be sure to join us on Friday's Talk of the Town. We'll have on Brandy Alissa. She is the Habitat for Humanity Mid-Ohio president and CEO. So she will be in to talk about Habitat for Humanity. And all the great things that they are doing across Central Ohio. And that's on Friday's Talk of the Town.